Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I believe the best quarterback right now is Josh Allen. I think he's become the guy. For years, it was Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, you know, Brady, that generation, once they went, Mahomes took over. The start of Mahomes' career was absolutely mind-blowing. The last couple of years, though, he's not been that guy, and really, it's been Josh Allen. I think you can make a case for a couple of other people, but Allen's combination of freak show wow plays, like everything he can do with his arm, the cheat code that is his short yardage ability, like his athleticism, the fact that he basically does not take sacks. I mean, one of the lowest sack rates, pressure to sack rates you're going to find anywhere, like utterly absurd analytics numbers behind him as well. I think Allen's the guy right now.
Sam Monson, we talked to Scott Barrett from Fantasy Points on Friday, and he's at times been critical of some of the Bills' moves, but he also slipped in. He thinks Allen is number one. I don't think there's anything wrong with that take. It's interesting. Is this maybe, I mean, Sam knows his data. Much of his analysis is going to be data-driven, and I like that about Sam. I think it's interesting that we're at a point in time, if this isn't going overboard, where the numbers crowd, I guess, I mean, has a seat at the table, to say the least, when it comes to that particular debate. Best quarterback. Because winning, while Allen has won a lot, just not what matters most, that kind of is how we always did it. It's how we always broke ties, you know, whether your team won. It got Tom Brady to be everybody's greatest ever, even when Manning was outplaying him year after year in the stats. So have times changed in that way? I don't think anybody wants to ding Mahomes much, but no. like Sam said, the package with Allen, you know, he thinks justifies ranking him first.
Yeah. It feels a little bit to me, is not to speak for, like, it's not why I think Sam Monson or Scott Barrett are saying Allen is the best. But when I hear it, it feels a little bit like the sound of, it's time for you to go win one. You're the best guy. I'm telling you the data, my eyeballs, some combination thereof. Boy, who's better than that guy? Go win one. Like, you're on deck, dude. That's what that sounds like to me. It's time for you to go win one. You could say the same thing about Lamar Jackson, of course. Two prominent MVPs. Jackson's got two. Allen's got the one now. Who haven't been able to get past Kansas City for whatever reason. Burrow's the only one who's beaten Mahomes in that spot so far. And Jalen Hurts, but that was in the Super Bowl. I'm talking about on the AFC side of the bracket. And it feels like another way to say it's time. You know, like you're the best. Go. The only thing standing in your way now, you know, the only really leverage a person who wants to push back against that has left is that he hasn't won one yet. So time to go do that. Is what that makes me think when I hear that.
I think Chris Sims put Jackson first. So, you know, maybe the Chiefs 2 years in a row, Kansas City's offense, Mahomes at the helm, just has not been that productive, even with all their winning. I feel like maybe the community, if you will, is certainly some are ready to, you know, stick their necks out and say someone is better than Mahomes. I mean, you give us 2 years in a row where, I mean, the passing stats are just so mid that maybe it's safe to say that now. Cincinnati, talking to Joe Goodberry, I still think, you know, it's probably too simplistic because of the playoff loss and another loss and then whatever the Hamlin game was going to be, but you got a glimpse at Cincinnati's offense being too good for the Bills in that early, only the small part of that game that was played. That's still a scary proposition, I think, the Bengals, in a way that the Ravens are not, just because of the history, you know?
I mean,
not that everybody would say that, but the Bills just don't have a significant win over the Bengals. They don't have any win over the Bengals in too long for you to draw on that. And the Bills have beaten Baltimore in the playoffs a couple times. So how would a 12-5 two-seed Bills versus 10-7 seven-seed Bengals game strike you? That's a little scary.
Not ideal. not ideal. Not where I'd want to end up, I don't think. But I think that's entirely, I mean, certainly it's possible. I can't really speak to likelihood. Other than to just say, I mean, I do think the seven seed for Cincinnati is realistic. I mean, I'd be sitting here today surprised if they had such a good year that they knocked Baltimore off of the perch in that division. I don't think Pittsburgh is ready to take their place or stay in the place that they've been here. I mean, the Bengals really have to take their place. The Steelers have had the last couple of years where they're the wild card team out of that division, a wild card team out of that division. I think the Bengals should be the favorite to do that at least. So, I mean, that's the six or the seven. So you're right in line there. It's all the more reason to really get after that one seed and just avoid that. You know, maybe somebody else takes them out for you. You know, maybe you can play them with a week of rest and they're coming into your place. You know, if it gets there,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I don't want any part of them in a wild card round.
We have just watched the no-hitter. You know, it hasn't had the same gripping effect, in my opinion, than that Diamondbacks Braves game did a week or two ago. But in the College World Series, this Arkansas pitcher, whose name I think is Gage Wood,
yes,
has thrown a no-hitter. He hit a batter in the eighth. That's the only player to reach base for Murray State. His glove bothers me, this pitcher.
I didn't even notice his glove.
So he's got it. So like at 5 or 10 different areas on his glove. He's got like the loose strings.
Oh.
I'm not a fan of the loose strings. Tighten that up.
Like, they're not tied at all? They're just hanging loose?
They're hanging loose.
Wow, I don't know about that. Yeah, that's a problem. I hate it. I would tie like three knots if those strings were too long.
You would be tying them all the time.
Yeah. couldn't have
it. And how many no-hitters have you thrown? Right? Like, no.
Just three.
Not in the College World Series. None in the College World Series.
No, these were in the low minors.
Yes. Okay. Too many loose strings. Tighten that up.
Short season A-ball. Yeah, no. Yeah, well, pretty cool. Yeah, and I thought he hit somebody in the ninth, too, here.
Reversed it because the guy didn't make an effort to get out of the way.
I see. Okay. All right.
Gotcha. I believe.
Yep. So just that one base runner then. All right.
Yeah, well, this guy is very pumped up.
We were that close to the first perfect game in men's College World Series history.
I believe that's correct.
That had never happened.
We almost watched history.
Who could forget it? I'm going to forget it by
6 I've already o'clock. Forgotten it.
Yeah. What was this guy's name again?
Gage Wood.
Good thing you had
I guess
it.
I haven't forgotten it.
Yeah, no.
I'm still looking at it.
Don't rush to it.
We'll take a break later. Brian Cozio on the U.S. Open took some calls from listeners earlier on J.J. Spawn's win. How great was that? I guess not everybody loves the U.S. Open. Not too hard as much as maybe just not fair. You hit a ball like Burns did or Adam Scott did on, I think, the 11th hole yesterday that are just like inches from great. I guess that's not great, though. And then they're in this grass that you just cannot even, you can't even see your feet.
Yeah, almost perfect is very common in golf. So it's all the more enhanced at something like this, but that's how it goes.
Great that Spawn on that 17th hole drive, the par four, like he that ball has a look at the hole, but that ball did not run through
right
into that kind of rough.
When I saw it cruise past the hole, that's what I thought was going to happen.
I think one of the announcers said, slow down.
Yeah.
But I guess it did. So great win for him. Really fun to watch, I think. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Lines are open at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.